I like to think taking a history from a patient is a guided storytelling, stories we can take and compile into clues to help treat someone. Lots of what I do at work involves listening to stories every day, and from there forming a plan to treat or support. Now I have a story that others ask me about, without the justification of any real therapeutic purpose or action. I sometimes want to respond to the inquiries of strangers with, "Why do you want to know?" Or more importantly, "Why do you think it's acceptable to ask this question so casually, so flippantly, to me or any other visibly disabled person? How would you feel if I asked you to recount the most traumatic events of your life every time you meet someone new? Do I scare you?" I want to ask. "Does my appearance frighten you?" These questions are so often framed as harmless curiosity, but for some it seems to be the only way to interact with me, the only thing I can talk about now, the only thing people are interested in. As if I'm in a permanent state of acute illness. I want people to understand what it's like to be plagued almost daily by such questions up front, before all else. To know what it feels like to have your life decided, defined by a singular day, a day you remember so little of, in taxis, in the pub, in lifts. My medical training had coached me to look for clues and signs in other people's bodies to trace the root of disease, but suddenly it's my own body that's medicalized at every turn. In this way, I am reminded regularly that to others there must be something inherently wrong with the way that I am. It makes me feel like an alien. People need to know where I've come from. My backstory must be revealed, because the mystery is disconcerting. My body has somehow become something to explain right away, to ease other people's discomfort. A wheelchair, it turns out, is the elephant of all elephants in the room.